Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The famous ginger quiff of Tintin has wowed fans for decades. Travelling the world on wild adventures with his dog Snowy, the comic books contained elements of fantasy, mystery, even political thrillers. And political is exactly what this episode has become. Originally published in the early 1930s, Tintin in the Congo follows the intrepid boy reporter to the Belgian Congo in what was seen as deepest, darkest Africa, at the time a Belgian colony. There, the adventurers hire a local guide, visit remote villages, even encounter wildlife. So far, so normal for a swashbuckler. But it's the language and imagery used in the comic which has caused outrage in those critical of it. The guide looks like a gollywog, pitch black complexion, big eyes and plump red lips, and the views espoused are racist and colonialist. The Belgian writer and illustrator, Hergé, who wrote them, later said he regretted writing it, a youthful bit of fun which reflected the prejudices of the time. But that's not how Bienvenu Mbutu sees it. He's a Congolese national living in Belgium, and he's asking the courts to ban the book, although he says he would be satisfied if it was sold with a warning about the contents. The famous ginger quiff of Tintin has wowed fans for decades. Travelling the world on wild adventures with his dog Snowy, the comic books contained elements of fantasy, mystery, even political thrillers. And political is exactly what this episode has become. Originally published in the early 1930s, Tintin in the Congo follows the intrepid boy reporter to the Belgian Congo in what was seen as deepest, darkest Africa, at the time a Belgian colony. There, the adventurers hire a local guide, visit remote villages, even encounter wildlife. So far, so normal for a swashbuckler. But it's the language and imagery used in the comic which has caused outrage in those critical of it. The guide looks like a gollywog, pitch black complexion, big eyes and plump red lips, and the views espoused are racist and colonialist. The Belgian writer and illustrator, Hergé, who wrote them, later said he regretted writing it, a youthful bit of fun which reflected the prejudices of the time. But that's not how Bienvenu Mbutu sees it. He's a Congolese national living in Belgium, and he's asking the courts to ban the book, although he says he would be satisfied if it was sold with a warning about the contents.